We move on now to State House District 2, also in Anchorage, and incumbent Sharon Cisna, who is running unopposed in the upcoming primary. Representative Cisna, thank you for joining us. Give you a moment to just introduce yourself, maybe talk about what your top priorities are, and then I'll ask you some questions.
Well, my name is Sharon Cisna, and I've lived in my district now for, I think it's 32 years, and it's the University Medical District in Anchorage, a very unusual, a special district, not just in Anchorage, but in Alaska as well. And it's very special to me right now because it really is, for me, a special, unusual time having our statehood. We've celebrated last year 50 years, and this year it's 40 years for Chugach State Park. There was, let's see, it would be, have I got it right, 2 years ago, 2 years ago that was our 40th year for Prudhoe Bay. All of these things have happened, and we now are really in many ways at the end of, or coming closer to an end of the oil and gas. And the oil and gas, which was in 68, a really important time for the state of Alaska because we were very young. We didn't have money. It was a way that Congress knew we were going to be able to come through with some money and to have something to lean on during that very early time. And yet where we are right now, we're still utterly dependent upon oil and gas as the only real solid funding that we've got. And you can look at the money we've spent and the dependence that we have on one oil and gas as something that we really do depend upon. And yet what we all know is that there's a huge amount of natural resources out there, human resources. There's huge numbers of things that we could be leaning on, that we could be moving on to, but we don't have a balance in our legislature that we desperately need to have. We need to be looking at other things. And that's what I've been working on now for the last 12 years, trying to bring that into play.
So realistically, how do you make that transition? How do you start weaning off the oil and gas industry and creating other diversified revenue bases? And what kind of timeline are we talking about? The state's investing a lot in some alternative options, but those are very young as well in terms of coming to fruition.
Well, actually, the fact of the matter is that for the past 7 years, I've been traveling around the state, going to communities and studying. Initially, it started with the health systems in each of the communities because my district, the University Medical District, is one that really does have that part that it does play in the state's health education and the well-being of each community. But what I found in all 64 of the communities that I've gone to, every one of them has a plan, a fiscal plan for their community that they're working on. Huge numbers of them have different kinds of resources that they're planning on, lots of them renewable energy resources that they've tried to develop. But what we do not have in our state is we're not building the kinds of business opportunities, the funding, the funding, the bonding possibilities, entrepreneurial mentorships, that kind of thing. We can actually depend on the fact that they continue to, and my husband and I went down the Yukon last summer and talked to each of those communities and got to see some of the renewable energy processes that they're trying to develop. They need state help. Okay. Unfortunately, some of that was cut in the budget this
year. Right, and I hate to cut, speaking of being cut, I have to cut you off. We're out of time, so you have 1 minute to wrap things up and give a closing statement.
Having served my district for the last 12 years has been wonderful, and the University medical area in Anchorage is actually healing the state, getting us ready to work and take those jobs, and to educate, to heal. And that's the other part of healing, is that make sure that we have people who are ready to work. We have to have people who are healthy and ready to work, and we have to have people who are well educated and ready to jump into those jobs.
All right, very good. Thank you. Representative Sharon Cisna, a Democrat running in the state primary for Anchorage House District 22. We will be taking a short break. Please join us for more candidate interviews when we return.